Lottery Group Afri Forum, who have been appointed by the family of slain Bafana Bafana goalkeeper Senzo Meyiwa, say that Meyiwa deserves justice and his family deserves closure. The group's advocate Harry Nell has been appointed as the family's advocate in the probe into Meyiwa's murder back in 2014. Afri Forum CEO Kali Kriol says Afri Forum has the best investigators available and will do their very best to see that justice is done in this particular matter. Speaking today, he had the following to say.
So what are we going to do specifically? We're firstly going to listen to recordings of interaction that the family had with various role players, where various things were said to them that we believe can be used to try and solve this case.
That audio courtesy of ENCA. In other news, the Black First, Land First movement, the BLF, has officially been deregistered as a political party. This comes as the Electoral Court yesterday rejected the BLF's application to appeal its deregistration, which was brought in June. In terms of Section 16(1)(c) of the Electoral Act, Act 51 of 1996, the Independent Electoral Commission, the IEC, may not register a political party that excludes membership on the basis of race, colour or ethnicity. BLF's constitution rather states in Article 4 that only black people may be members of the party. In other news now, Luyanda Buerta, who stands accused of murdering and raping as well, 19-year-old student Uyinene Mukhetjana, made a brief appearance at the Wynberg Magistrates Court today. The matter has now been postponed to Thursday and will be formally transferred to the Western Cape High Court. The case against Uyinene Mukhetjana's murder accused has moved to the High Court, and a previous court order prevented the man from being named was lifted earlier today. Finally, news coming from further afield in Zimbabwe, authorities have arrested a minister in President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government on two corruption allegations. The Minister of State for Presidential Affairs, responsible for monitoring and implementation of government programs, Dr. Joram Gumbo,